Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
Goodness gracious. Have I heard this before?
Yes, you liked it.
I did?
Yes.
Remember, this came in hot.
It tends to happen, but I made this
one
the last time.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Okay. By the way, the Bartometer, if you could, Bartometer, it has a message for Carlos. Can you spit that out, Bartometer? Let's see. There it is. The Bartometer says, thoughts and prayers. Now is not the time to politicize this tragedy for Carlos falling down. Wow. Interesting. All right. Tonight's Bartometer is going to look at teams across the major sports and any sport, any American sport. And it's going to say which team could most benefit from a new owner. This is a problem with how sports are structured here. They are owned by a person. They are part of a portfolio. And sometimes not a person, but sometimes a group. And now private equity firms are getting involved. That's no good. I don't think. But the thing that we live and breathe for, the thing that we name our kids after, the thing that we get tattooed on our leg, the thing that we shell out all this money to just to be a part of it. It is just some part of someone's portfolio. And some owners do not do a very good job. Some owners do, though. Look at the Washington Commanders. That franchise was run into the ground by Dan Snyder. Josh Harris comes in. They've got a new identity. They're getting a new stadium. They are whole again. So which franchises could benefit from a new owner? Because again, with it, if your team's bad, trade the players. If your team's bad, fire the coach. If your team's bad, fire the general manager. If your team's bad, you just kind of got to suck it up with the owner that you have. So without further ado, let's get to the list at number 8. The Bartometer says the Green Bay Packers. LOL, wink, wink. Oh, you nasty little son of a gun. Bartometer. Oh, are you flirting with me over there, Pookie? At number 8 is the Columbus Blue Jackets, owned by John P. McConnell. There's going to be a lot of teams that are not on this list. And you're going to look and you're going to say, can't you take the Columbus Blue Jackets off and put this team on the list? And the Bartometer will say no, because you didn't even think of them being a possibility. You didn't even think of them as a team. They are the least consequential team in any major sport right now. They are the most irrelevant team in any major sport. Yeah, there's some teams, you know, that haven't been good. The Washington Wizards. The, Utah Jazz. You think in football, like, what's going on here with the Jacksonville Jaguars? I mean, there's franchises you can look at and say, hey, what are we getting out of this? The Columbus Blue Jackets, they don't even exist. They've been around since 2000. They've won one playoff series the entire time. Two, if you count the qualifying round when 24 teams made it, the COVID year. They've not been to the playoffs since the COVID year. They've never won a division. You've got all these other franchises like the Vegas Golden Knights, Emerge, Expansion. Look at them. They're relevant. You might walk around any city and see Vegas Golden Knights merch. The Seattle Kraken. We know who they are. Even Utah moving from Arizona, they're more in the hockey zeitgeist. The Columbus Blue Jackets do not exist. And so the Bartometer very strongly wishing for their inclusion, and they come in at number 8. At number 7. We go to the diamond, and that will be the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bob Nutting, the owner there, principal owner since 2007. The team has had a .456 win percentage since he has taken over. They trade away talent, and they don't do it to build for the future. They do it to cut cost. They prioritize profits over competitiveness. They had some runs where they made the wild card game when it was just the game, but they have not won a playoff series since 1979. They play in an exquisite ballpark. They play in a great baseball town. One of our great American cities, I do think, is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They deserve better than this. Paul Skeens is not a guy that would have trade conversation around him if he was on a different team. We would be building around Paul Skeens. But with Pittsburgh's track record, who the hell knows? The Pittsburgh Pirates at number 7. At number 6, the fact that they're on this list, not shocking. The fact that there's two NFL teams ahead of them, Jimmy Haslam's Cleveland Browns coming at number 6. Since he bought the team in 2012, they are 60-127-1. That's a 32% winning percentage, one of the worst in the NFL. His decision to trade for and extend Deshaun Watson led to the NFLPA and NFL agreeing, which they rarely do, to keep collusion quiet. As after that contract, other owners are like, okay, we got to keep this cost down of these quarterbacks. He meddles, 6 head coaching changes since 2012. There's no consistent direction. He is a joke. Jimmy Haslam, and the Cleveland Browns. At number five, an owner who meddles, who traded for a quarterback that was no good. Sounds a lot like the New York Jets. Woody Johnson's franchise, number five on this list. 170 and 222 in his tenure since 2000. No playoff appearances since 2010. Browns have at least been there, won a game. This is the longest active drought in the NFL. Seven coaching changes since 2000. Push for Aaron Rodgers. And then everything that happened this last year when we were introduced to Brick Johnson and how they use Madden ratings, his son does, to reportedly figure out who they're going to sign. The Browns franchise, they could use an ownership change. The Jets franchise, even more so. At number four, now, they have won a World Series in this time.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
But the Chicago White Sox are coming in at, oh, this is interesting. This is a tie for third. The Chicago White Sox, owned by Jerry Reinsdorf, the Barometer is giving a tie. Low payroll spending. We saw that they had the worst modern record last year, which is looking like it's going to be beat this year somehow. They had a nice young nucleus in Chicago, and then he hired Tony La Russa to sleep in drive-thrus for some reason. Front office dysfunction. Can't capitalize on potential. Jerry Reinsdorf is 3B. At 3A is Jerry Reinsdorf, owner of the Chicago Bulls. About a 500 winning percentage since 1998. Have not contended since the Jordan era. Consistently now 39 and 43. This is a great... I said Pittsburgh's one of the great American cities. Chicago is one of the great American cities, but a great American sports city. You walk around Chicago, you feel sports, you see sports. Not a block without people representing their teams. The L train packed for Cubs games. And what does the city get? They get a White Sox stadium that's all the way over there. The Bulls stadium's all the way over there. The Bears Stadium's by the lake, but it's a joke. Now, speaking of the Bears, number two. It's the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears are number two. George McCaskey, who is the son of Virginia McCaskey, the daughter of George Halas. This has been in their family since 1920. Virginia McCaskey assuming control in 1983. They have won their Super Bowl, but they're 3-6 in the playoffs. Their last playoff win coming in 2010. It's been bleak. It's been rough. We know about their quarterback struggles. They're trying to figure out where they're going to play now, which has been a disaster. It's a bit of a hands-off approach, but it's led to a string of poor hires in key roles. The McCaskey family, if you're a Bears fan and you think we got to move on from the McCaskey family, well, here's your problem. George H. McCaskey is the chairman on the board of directors and the man in charge. On the board sits Ed McCaskey Jr. Also on the board sits Patrick McCaskey, who is a vice president of the team. Next to him sits Brian McCaskey, vice president of the team. Michelle Burke McCaskey is the vice president of fan experience. You've got James McCaskey, manager of financial reporting. Connor McCaskey. Now the names are getting younger. Now, if you're a McCaskey, you're getting a job. He is the director of revenue strategy. What kind of job is that? How about the strategy is to make revenue? And then Keegan McCaskey is the membership services specialist. There are 8 McCaskeys currently employed by the Chicago Bears. As we look at the teams that could most use a new owner on the Bartometer tonight, number 8 was the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's right. And you're thinking, why them? Nobody even knows about them. Exactly. 7, the Pittsburgh Pirates. 6, the Cleveland Browns. 5, the New York Jets. 3B, the Chicago White Sox. 3A, the Chicago Bulls. 2, the Chicago Bears. Poor Chicago. Too good of a sports town to have these franchises being run this way. Number 1, do I even have to say it? It's the A's. John Fisher, currently in a minor league ballpark in Sacramento, has not captured the hearts and minds of that town. Players hate playing home games. They're allegedly moving to Vegas. We'll see if that ever happens. Beating down Oakland to get people like you and I to look at Oakland and be like, oh, their fans must suck. John Fisher's propaganda machine working to get us to that conclusion. So the Athletics, Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas, or otherwise, come in at number 1. Reaction to this Bartometer, including from Carlos and you at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. When we return, Bartometer, you are free to go.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.